like I said, I developed this ability to, like, I don't know, just read people. I could, like, kind of tell when they lie, when they tell the truth. I think it comes from cramming my mind with this memory stuff. I mean, you have to see me. I'm on the exercise bike, and I'm looking through flashcards and, you know, of Hall of Famers in the Baseball Hall of Fame, the Football Hall of Fame, words in the Scrabble Dictionary, World Series, Super Bowl. And it's just crazy what I got going on. And I keep, it's like I got addicted to this. I got to keep doing it and doing it and doing it. And the more I do it, the more powerful my mind gets. And it's like, it's getting scary right now. The intuition is getting really scary.
Has it saved you from any bad situations?
Yeah, on a lot of the kids. First of all, this is my livelihood now. Oh my God, I don't know what I'd be doing if I wasn't entertaining. Jeez,
that's true.
Alone, it's
that's scary all by itself,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, but the memory stuff, George, I don't know how it's happening because, like I said, I like to. People even nickname me. I'm like Rocky Balboa mixed with Rain Man. Because I come from, yeah, I'm a regular guy. Come on, I worked at a steel mill. I was a regular average, probably a below average student, and I went through the local community college and couldn't handle that. I was a criminal justice major, and I don't know. Maybe things just spark later in life. I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden, I'm like becoming this memory fanatic. You've just seen me. I'm up till 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning every night. I listen to your show, and as I'm listening to the show, this is when I'm home. I'm looking at flashcards until I fall asleep. You know, it's like I can't stop doing it. I don't know what's going on.
You're obsessed by it.
Yeah, I'm actually obsessed by memorizing lists of things.
All right, so how can I throw you through a quick little test here?
Well,
what's out there? What do you do? I throw zip codes at you?
Throw me a zip code.
And then you'll tell me the city?
Well, sometimes. I don't have all of them memorized.
What if I tell you the city, you tell me the zip code?
No, I do it the other way around.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, 48125.
Now, instantly, when you say 48, I know it's. I know the general vicinity. It's like right around. Is it like Dearborn Heights?
Yep.
I think it's called. Yeah. Are you serious? Yeah, I got that one. Yeah. See, sometimes I miss the little towns. The little towns are really tough. It's like I, most of the people, I'd say like 75-80% of the people in the country live in a big city, and that's, you know, you study the big cities and then you study the surrounding towns and it's
I got to tell you, you're faster than, you know, some people are probably saying, all right, he's sitting by his computer.
Yeah, I know.
No, you're faster than that.
That's why I like to do it in person. Like most of the stuff, like the hardest thing to learn, the most ironic thing was when I was learning the countries and the capitals, because there are several hundred countries, all right? And I put them on the flashcards. This is a true story, once again. And I'm like, I go through them in my mind once or twice, and then I went to sleep. And then I'm sleeping, and I'm dreaming that I'm reading the flashcards. Honest to God. And I wake up, and I had them memorized. Now, that really blew my mind away. Is that, I like to talk to some kind of psychologist or medical, you know, is that possible? Or I don't know what happened there. So, yeah, the mind is very unique. The human mind is incredible. Oh, my God. I wish I would have been educated when I was younger to know how the heck I'm doing half the stuff I'm doing.
63017.
That's out in Chicago, near Chicago.
It's Chesterfield, Missouri.
Yeah, yeah. Is that Missouri?
Yes.
Wow, you got me stumped. I thought that was Chicago.
63017.
Yeah. See, like I said, I don't know all of them. I know about maybe 90%.
Well, how many are there?
I don't even know. Maybe, are there 100,000?
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Got to be.
And then another thing I got, like, is the Super Bowl scores. I was always into it. Super Bowl right around the corner.
Do you predict scores?
Yeah, you know what? I do, but I predict stuff, and, yeah, sometimes it comes true, sometimes it don't. Like, at the beginning of the year, I told everybody to, the Steelers and the Bears. The Bears let me down. I predicted the Steelers and the Bears in the Super Bowl. And the Bears didn't make it, but the Steelers... The Steelers did. But, hey, the Bears, they...
Strong team.
They shocked a lot of people.
Strong team.
So, yeah, I'm pretty good with the sports. You know, I follow sports, and you know, I memorize all the scores. Like, you could name a Super Bowl and tell you who won, what the score was, and stuff like that. But, yeah. Are the pro football players, like the whole Hall of Fame? I sit back down and memorize people's names in the Hall of Fames, and that's pretty easy. Because everything has like a ring to it. Like I associate things with a celebrity. This is how I do it. I'm going to tell you. I like celebrity names. I have The first, I started by memorizing, this is going to sound weird, I memorized a list of 100 celebrity names.
Like Tom Cruise.
Yeah, like Tom Cruise was 15th on my list, all right? Like I have names, and this is how I taught Chris, the other guy, and Mike, all right? You start with the celebrities, and then I link other things to the celebrities, like with a little funny picture. Like Tom Cruise, say I want to remember the Bahamas. I link Tom Cruise to the Bahamas. I visualize cruising the Bahamas. And this is what I did. I put this whole thing together, and it's like so bizarre. And then it turns from 100 celebrities to 1,000 celebrities, and I got all these baseball players, football players. And that was confusing enough. And then when I started throwing numbers in the mix, like started like memorizing pi, oh, my gosh, that is really hard to try to memorize pi because you can't associate it with anything. You just got to rattle them off. So I started trying to memorize pi. And then I'm at a school, University of Rochester, and I bump into this college student, and he has like 2,000 or 3,000 digits of pi memorized. So I'm like, what the, how could you possibly know that? Who has that? I thought I had a boring life. God. And, you know, like I was up to like a couple hundred digits, and when I seen this kid had that many, I stopped. I thought I'm not going to pursue this anymore because I'll never even catch that guy.